Welcome and thank you for joining this visioning exercise. Today we'll embark on a unique journey together, one that allows us to envision a world centered around equity and justice. This exercise is part of the Future Dialogues project and is based on the powerful visioning techniques used in Rob Hopkins' podcast series, From What If to What Next. Today, we'll take a moment to imagine a future that isn't just a distant dream, but one that is tangible and within our reach. A world transformed by our collective efforts. Before we begin, we want to share a quote that really resonates with us and encapsulates this work. It comes from Leela Watson, an Aboriginal elder, activist, and academic, and it reads, "If you've come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you've come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together." And so, with this wisdom in mind, let us begin this exercise. I'd like to invite you to join us in our imaginary time machine. Now, this may be your first time experiencing time travel, but no need to be nervous. Almost everyone we've done this with so far has returned, well, except for maybe a few who were just so thrilled to see their life's work come into fruition that they just didn't have the heart to leave. But we think you'll enjoy it. We've recently had our time machine checked and validated, and it's looking really rather pristine. So if you'd like to take your seat and get comfortable, then I'll set the dial to 2040. Here we go. Now, I'd like you to take a deep breath, close your eyes, and imagine yourself travelling to 2040. Feel the years rushing past you as we leave this year behind and head towards a new future. The 2040 we're travelling to is neither utopia nor dystopia, but it is a future that has resulted from us having done everything we possibly could have. It is a future shaped by a global transformative period in history where things have changed and moved incredibly fast. Change that seemed impossible back in 2024 is now unfolding before our eyes, and much of what you've worked so hard for back then is now being realised. And now, as we gently settle down into 2040, we find ourselves in a world well on its way to transformation. It's a world where principles rooted in justice, equity, repair and remedy have been embraced in politics, economics, education, law and across society in a way that is visible, tangible and inspiring. This is a world where justice guides international development and communities thrive in equity and solidarity. It is a world where colonial legacies are confronted, leading to empowered local leadership and genuine partnerships. Reparations for historic injustices are tangible, restoring dignity and sovereignty. This is where development financing prioritizes the most vulnerable and promotes sustainability. It is also where militarism is opposed and economic inequality is challenged. This is a just and equitable global society where everyone can thrive. And as I just pop the door hatch here, I invite you to step out and take a walk around this new world. What does it feel like to be here? What role is the UK playing? What does the sector look like? And what does even your own role look like? Just take a few minutes and allow yourself to be present in this time without judgment. As our journey through 2040 comes to a close, just take a moment to reflect on the world you've just seen. As we step back into our time machine, I'll set the dial to return us to 2024. Feel the years gently rewinding, bringing the vision of that future with you. And here we are, back in the present. I'd like you to slowly open your eyes And just remember, the future we glimpsed begins with the choices we make today. Thank you for time traveling with us. Let's work towards making that vision a reality. This is the end of the visioning exercise. Thank you for participating. We hope it leaves you feeling inspired and ready to embrace this new world. Before you leave, we invite you to read our new report on justice-led approaches to global development to explore these ideas in more depth. You can also read Priya Luca's brilliant and detailed discussion paper on our website at bond.org.uk. Thank you and take care.